State officials are reviewing all of Utah's public schools to see how they'd hold up in a major earthquake. Previous studies show more than half of schools may need seismic upgrades. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
The Utah State Board of Education started gathering data on the structural safety of school buildings after state lawmakers set aside $150,000 for the project back in 2013. Barry Welliver is a structural engineer who helped make the case for that funding.
Whenever we did this kind of work and presented it to the legislators, they would come up to me afterwards and they'd say, well, could you tell me if my kid's school is on this list? You know, it was that kind of a thing.
Welliver is well aware of the practical implications of potentially retrofitting hundreds of buildings.
You know, this costs money. The flip side of that is you cannot afford to be embarrassed by having shirked your duty after an earthquake.
Scientists say Utah is due for an earthquake with a magnitude of 5 or larger in the next 50 years. Some school districts like Salt Lake and Davis have upgraded buildings with bond money. Chris Williams is a spokesman for Davis School District.
We do everything we can to tie those boilers down and to tie roofs to existing walls in case an earthquake hits. People can get out of buildings and then we can take a look at them and see, okay, can they be used again?
But some districts and charter schools can't afford the improvements. Scott Jones is Deputy Superintendent of Operations for the State Board of Education.
We'll do what's necessary. I feel confident that given the data, we can come up with cost-effective methods that help legislators make an informed decision on, hey, here's how much this will cost, here's some alternatives.
The Utah Seismic Safety Commission will likely release a report later this year on data gathered from schools across the state. Whitney Evans, KUER News.